Target hit in raid after Paris attacks.
The suspected mastermind is dead.
ISIS threatens New York City.
We will not live in fear.
House to vote on refugee background checks.
Backers say the measure institutes a pause.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, we begin with breaking news from Paris. Prosecutors now say the alleged mastermind of last week's terror attacks is dead. Let's go to the French capital now. CBS's Vicky Barker joins us.
Steve, French prosecutors have just confirmed that Abdelhamid Abaoud was killed in that big police raid in Saint-Denis yesterday alongside a female suicide bomber who blew herself up. The remains were unidentifiable, riddled with bullets. It took DNA analysis to confirm Abaoud's death. Prosecutors also say the group was preparing a new atrocity. And France's prime minister issuing this stark warning about future attacks here through an interpreter.
There is also the risk from chemical or biological weapons.
Manuel Valls making that statement in France's lower house, which just gave its approval for a three-month extension of the state of emergency here, Steve.
Well, neighboring Belgium vows to spend more than $400 million in a new anti-terror effort, and officials want to extend the amount of time suspects can be held without being charged.
I'm Terry Schultz in Molenbeek, Belgium. This low-income, mostly immigrant part of Brussels has produced several of the alleged perpetrators of the Paris attacks. A candlelight rally was held in Molenbeek in support of residents who say they feel stigmatized by the actions of Abdelhamid Abaoud and Salah Abdeslam. Joanna Cuvet says she's there to tell Molenbeek it's not alone.
Against all the stigmatization that is happening on this neighborhood and its people, it's horrible.
Cuvet says the Belgian government should do more to help the residents of Molenbeek integrate into society.
Well, here at home, a week before Thanksgiving, New York City, which is poised to host millions of holiday visitors, is being threatened by ISIS.
A new ISIS video shows a glimpse of Times Square. Police Commissioner William Bratton says there is no new credible threat, and the video footage is old, but it underscores this.
We understand that we are a terrorist target. It reflects the importance of this city.
Which is why he says vigilance is always high. Reaction on the street ranges from caution to confidence.
I would say we're very concerned, so everybody's watching.
Whatever is going to happen is going to happen. It's not going to change our plans or what we're going to do.
Heather Bosch, CBS News, New York.
Now to Capitol Hill, where the House is due to vote on a bill that would increase the scrutiny of Syrian and Iraqi war refugees who want to come to the United States.
The bill would require the country's top intelligence and law enforcement officials to sign off on each refugee. House Speaker Paul Ryan.
It would mean a pause in the program until we can be certain beyond any doubt that those coming here are not a threat.
The president accuses Republicans of exaggerating the risk, and the White House says he'd veto the bill. Republicans may still seek to insert similar provisions in a spending measure that Congress must pass by next month to keep agency doors open. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Six Syrians with phony passports are under arrest in Honduras. Five of them were trying to reach the U.S., but there's no indication they're terrorists. The computer hacking group Anonymous says it made good on its threat to launch cyber attacks against ISIS, indicating thousands of Twitter accounts linked to the group were sabotaged. At the Center for Strategic and International Studies, analyst Denise Zhang says what Anonymous can do to the terror network will be limited.
They're not going to be able to disrupt operations or coordination within the ISIS network. It's much more of an annoyance.
In a New York speech this morning, Democratic presidential frontrunner Hillary Clinton will unveil an anti-ISIS plan. Republican presidential hopeful Jeb Bush has called for U.S. ground troops to do battle with ISIS. The White House says President Obama's plans to go to Paris have not changed. He's due to leave in just over a week for a key climate summit. U.S. officials say they're confident in French security. People in several states say they felt the magnitude 4.7 earthquake overnight that was centered outside Cherokee, Oklahoma. There are no reports of serious damage or injury. Seismologists say Oklahoma has had more than 20 earthquakes magnitude 4 or greater this year. Heavy storms and at least two tornadoes caused damage overnight in parts of Mississippi. Zachary Holmes says his house in Scott County took a beating.
The roof, like, fell in my room, and, like, we have a lot of water damage to the roof because of the shingles came off in certain places.
Officials say the tornado in that area packed winds of more than 100 miles an hour and did damage over a 9-mile stretch. Another tornado caused some minor damage in the Atlanta area. Severe turbulence forced an American Airlines flight from Chicago to London to return to Chicago after an hour in the air. Two flight attendants were injured and taken to the hospital when the plane landed. Overseas, British police have arrested a Libyan man on suspicion of conspiracy to murder in the 1984 killing of a 25-year-old London policewoman. They say it's the first significant arrest in the investigation. A former TV pitchman is just hours away from learning how much time he'll spend in prison. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
For more than a decade, he was the face of Subway.
Remember Jared from Subway? He's inspired a lot of people.
Today, Jared Fogle will formally enter guilty pleas to charges of child pornography and having sex with a minor. Fogle is expected to address the court before being sentenced. He could receive up to 50 years in prison. Prosecutors are recommending 12 and a half years. Fogle's defense attorneys are asking for the minimum 5 years. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Indianapolis.
A California judge has dealt a setback to a woman who's been fighting to keep five frozen embryos she created with her now ex-husband. The couple did have an agreement to destroy them if they split up. Legal analyst Ricky Kleeman on CBS This Morning.
It may be harsh emotionally, but it is not harsh legally. Because we know, I have said it many times, and I will always say it, we cannot agree in society to exist and coexist peacefully unless we have contract.
Mimi Lee, who says the embryos are her last chance to have children because of illness, hasn't decided whether or not she'll appeal. Former NFL quarterback and Heisman Trophy winner Doug Flutie says on his Facebook page his parents died within an hour of each other yesterday. His dad first, then his mom, both heart attacks. Flutie wrote, "They say you can die of a broken heart, and I believe it." 18 years ago, our attention was on an Iowa hospital.
Just incredible. I can't wait until I can hold all of them.
If we have the arms.
The first septuplets to survive infancy were born. They're now old enough to vote. CBS's Jim Krasula, who covered the births, has more.
As his septuplets turn 18, Kenny McCoy wonders if he's done a good job as a father. Bobby McCoy offers some parenting advice.
Kids thrive on structure. And, you know, if you can establish that early and just maintain it, your kids will be happier and you will be happier.
Several of the McCoy septuplets plan to go to college. One will join the Army. Another hopes to teach preschool. One wants to work construction. And another hopes for a career in music. All say it will be very hard as they head their separate ways.
And not to be forgotten, the four boys and three girls also have an older sister who got married last year and lives nearby. That's the roundup for Thursday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.